Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Well, I want to puke right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I walked back past the sports station a little bit ago, and there are sports guys there, and they're doing their little sports stuff. Points and stats, hitting those balls with the baseball bats. And Mark Mosier is over there.
Love him.
He's a good guy. He's one of our friends. He's
voice of the
knuckles deep in his nose.
Oh, no.
He is
going to town. He's the same one who did the farmer's blow with you when you left that day.
But we love Mark
Mosier. This guy's got a boogie fetish, I think. Put a little boogie in it.
That's Mosh.
Why is he? And then he just walked by. I guarantee you he's not walking to the bathroom to wash his hands.
Was he still wearing his sunglasses inside?
I don't know, but all I know is he was knuckles deep in there. I want to puke.
Did he see you look at him
I just, I got water out of the fridge there in the kitchen, and I went,
sometimes
I made a
bat.
Physical,
you gotta get it.
Face.
And
the other guy's sitting there. They're just sitting there. They don't even notice.
Brent.
It's a normal Tuesday. Is this what happens?
Yeah. Nick Havarti's in there today, too.
Oh, is Nick here?
Special day.
You know what? I just like
Nick Havarti.
They are at home. They feel comfortable in that studio, so much so that everything's blocked out. He didn't know you were even
yucky,
here.
Gross,
he's just like,
yucky,
I am
gross.
So comfortable. My hand is in my face.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us. You get some riveting content this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh Denver's Mix 100. I hope you stick around. At about 8:20, we're going to read a listener email that came in. A lady who snapped. Oh, she snapped?
Yeah.
But it's who she snapped at that is kind of freaking her out a little bit. So we'll give you all the details on that coming up right around 8:20 with JKJ. We got a little Fat America for you. There's some McDonald's hacks out this morning coming from somebody who used to work at Mickey D's. She is saying if you want fresh fries, not French fries, but fresh fries with your order, all you have to do is say, make me some fries with no salt. And they've got to make a special batch for you. So you'll get fresh fries. But then you don't get the salt on them.
And not only that, but this has been a trick that's been going on for a long time.
Oh,
Having worked at McDonald's when I was younger, I will tell you, when people ask for that, immediately makes everyone mad. And they don't go out of their way to make sure. I'm not saying every McDonald's. Maybe
you know what I would
other
do?
McDonald's that are fine.
But no, I would take the fries and I would just lick each fry and I would lick the salt off it. And then put it. Not that they do that. This is just me personally. If I was working at a random fast food restaurant.
Exactly.
You just lick the salt off.
But be careful with that one.
The poor man's Big Mac, they say if you order a McDouble with no ketchup or mustard, but add the Big Mac sauce and shredded lettuce, it's cheaper than an actual Big Mac.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The multiple orders hack, I guarantee you they didn't have this when Katie was there. It's an app thing.
Oh.
So you have to have multiple accounts that you circulate through. So you log out, order the deal, you log back out, log in with a new name and email, get the deal again, log out, log in with a new name.
It's a lot of effort.
It's too much.
Really be hard up for some McNuggets to do all
and
that.
How many emails
right?
do you have?
Wow.
So the last thing isn't really a hack, but there's a difference between the folded egg and the rounded egg.
Yeah.
I guess there's a pre-made folded egg that they put on their biscuits and McGriddles. So if you want that one, you have to request it. Other than that, the rounded egg is literally a fresh cracked egg that goes on the McMuffins.
Why wouldn't you want the fresh cracked egg?
All day long with the fresh cracked.
That's why I like the McMuffins and McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, because that's a real egg right there.
Who's these monsters ordering the folded egg coming from the factory?
Why?
Crack me a real egg, Ronald.
I want to meet the chicken.
Yeah. Make me a sandwich, Grimace. You had some other hacks when it comes to cooking, too, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of pro chefs out there giving tips as far as eating at home and why a lot of times when you make something at home, it doesn't taste the same as if you ordered it in a restaurant. Meat is a big thing when it comes to that, but all around general preparing, too. So one of the biggest tips here is to have everything ready when it is time to cook, because that will throw you off more than anything. If you have, say, your burger in the pan or your meat or whatever, and then you need veggies to put in there. You didn't cut up the veggies, so now you're cutting veggies
amateur move
as the meat is cooking. You're going to overcook cook that
amateur
meat. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
To have everything ready before you go into preparing the recipe, that is such a power move that chefs use, and it makes a big difference.
You know why I like doing that, too?
Why?
Because I feel like I'm on a TV show where I'm the chef.
Yes!
And I'll have my bowl of peppers, my bowl of onions,
yes!
my bowl of whatever, and it's all lined up,
I
okay?
do the same thing.
You're a little
I'm
Rachel
like,
Ray.
I'm Bobby Flay or whatever.
I know.
I'm Emerald. I'm like, bam!
Yes. You have your spices in little individual ramekins.
I love doing
and you're
it.
Like adding the paprika. Like,
yeah.
You're so
I'm a dork.
Professional.
Yeah.
I know. I love that too. I also love, they have a term in cooking. It's called don't crowd the mushrooms.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a really big tip because when you do put too much in a pan, okay,
mm-hmm.
it changes things when it comes to the science of the cooking. You are steaming instead of browning. It's a big deal. And so it changes
amateur
the flavor
move.
And the texture.
You're crowding the mushrooms.
Of the dish. So if you, even as
What's
so
it
much
called?
As like,
don't crowd, the
don't crowd the mushrooms, but even if it's as much as scrambling an egg, you don't want to put too much egg in the pan because again, the surface area and the heat, it's a big deal.
Amateur move.
It's such an amateur
Honey,
move.
Honey, you're crowding the mushrooms again.
Look at you, crowding
if
the
I
mushrooms.
If I said that to my wife, she'd be like, what the hell are you saying to
You
me
should
right
just
now?
Work it in a conversation today. Just
don't
to
crowd
start.
The mushrooms.
Yeah.
I'm going to work that in like if I'm at Waterworld standing in line and people are all up in my business. I'm like, don't crowd the mushrooms.
I want to use it here in the building. Like, can we do that?
Probably at
can
the next all
get
staff.
Away with it? Oh, let's do that.
Because you know how we sit at those little tables at the all staff and people come sit around us because we're so popular? We can be like, don't crowd the mushrooms.
Yeah.
And then we'll get called to HR.
JKJ is weird again.
What else you got?
Anything
else?
One more. This is the big one. And this is about your meat. Okay, you got to take care of your meat.
You do.
And this is the
Said
biggest
it once. I'll say it a thousand times.
This is the biggest difference when it comes to home cooking as opposed to going out to a restaurant. When you get a steak, right? A lot of times that steak isn't going to taste as good as if you order it from a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And a big reason is because you're not resting your protein, Jer.
It's all in the resting.
You got to rest
you
your protein.
You got to rest your meat.
Not only after. A lot of people think this is just after you cook it.
Bingo.
You need to make sure it rests for 5 minutes or so. So the juices distribute evenly. You
it's
need to
true.
Do that. That's a pro tip.
That is something a lot of people miss.
Yes.
Is you got to rest your meat. When
yes.
I do my 5-hour, 6-hour tri-tip on the smoker, I bring it inside, wrap it in foil, and then I wrap like 2 or 3 hand towels around
Ooh,
it. And then
extra.
You put it in a cooler,
yes.
close the lid, and let it sit in there for about 30 minutes.
You have to.
And then I look at the children and I go,
don't
the meat is resting.
No, it's such a big deal because you have to take that meat out of the fridge. You can't just take a chicken breast from the fridge and slap it in a pan.
That's,
who does that?
That's
amateur move.
A lot of people do that,
really?
Josh. And honestly, when
like
you 101. Do that, you know, when you take it straight from the cold fridge into the pan, it overcooks the outside before the center ever catches
that
up.
Poor
so
chicken.
It's a big, unevenly dry cooked piece of meat. Nobody likes that.
Nobody wants
so
dry
make
meat.
Sure you take it out of the fridge for at least 15 minutes before you cook it.
Yeah.
Let that baby sit there and rest, contemplate its feelings, and then you throw it in the pan.
Yeah.
And then when you're done there,
you rest
then
some more.
You let it rest
then
again.
You make it your biatch.
A lot of resting when it comes to your meat. So
I'm going
to
tell my wife that today, too.
Pro tips.
Don't crowd the mushrooms. I'm resting my meat.
She's going to love you.
She's going to be so turned on.
Be careful.
Honey, no.
Be careful,
I
got
to rest the meat. I'm not a machine. All right, since we're talking about food, I got one more food-related story for you guys.
Okay.
And it truly, I was not surprised by this. It's like, why did it take this long for the fad diet to kick in? A lot of doctors are out there this morning. I know y'all are trying to lose weight and all, but they say you should not be doing the diarrhea lettuce diet right now.
Who is doing
Believe
that?
Believe it or not, there are a lot of posts out there right now encouraging people. I mean, I'm sure these are TikTokers or whatever, real brainiacs, you know, the doctors on TikTok. They're saying if you want to lose a ton of weight in a hurry, that you need to go out and just eat lettuce like crazy. In hopes that you'll get that cyclospora or whatever it's called. And it's called cyclospora skinny right now.
Uh-huh.
They're encouraging people to get out, eat a bunch of lettuce, blow your bowels out essentially, and just drain yourself of fat and any sort of nutrients. And you'll drop 2 or 3 dress sizes.
Oh, boy. And hate your life every minute of it. Everyone I've talked to who has had this or
it's
experienced
bad.
It. it is like non-ending.
Yeah. The doctors are saying you're going to lose so much of your electrolytes in your body. You're going to have muscle cramps. You're going to have headaches. You're going to have dehydration. They say you get to a state where your heart just can't pump enough blood because there's no water in there because you're draining yourself.
Ugh.
You could literally die from this.
But I'm skinny.
But oh my God, I'm going to look so good in my casket.
That no. is insane to me that people think that's okay.
Hey, you know, are you shocked by this at all, though? The fad diet, this fad diet has blown up on TikTok.
We've had crazier diets for sure, but this one just seems like a little unnecessary. Like you can totally avoid this and just.
For God's sakes, get on a treadmill.
Maybe fasting would work for you. I know a lot of people who swear by that. You know? Yeah.
Huh.
Not me, but I'm a lot of people.
If you're thinking about it, if you've seen it, probably talk to your kids about this, honestly. Don't do the diarrhea lettuce diet, okay? Come on.
The fact that you just had to say those words.
I know,
out loud.
Right? like things I never thought I'd have to say.
What?
Just let's be grown-ups, okay? Kind of a lengthy message that came in from Mel. I'll try to zip through it here. But Mel says, hey, guys, I've been going to the same hairstylist for about 7 years. The best I've ever had. The problem is she never stops talking. Is Katie her hairstylist?
I just
a couple
it's my side gig.
Couple weeks ago, I had one of those days where everything that could go wrong did, and I had a pounding migraine. Hadn't slept much the night before, and I was mentally exhausted and bloated. Oh boy, TMI. All I wanted to do was sit in the chair, close my eyes, and enjoy 2 hours of peace and quiet. But instead. The second I sat down, it was nonstop conversation. How's work? How's your husband? Did you book that vacation? What are your weekend plans? She goes, I just didn't have the energy for it. And after about 20 minutes, I snapped at her and said, can you please just stop talking? She laughed a little like I was joking. I said, no, seriously, I just need some quiet today. She said, then the entire salon got quiet.
Oh, no.
She didn't say another word for the rest of my appointment. And for almost 2 hours, it was one of the most uncomfortable experiences I had ever had. When she was finished, I apologized. She quietly replied, it's fine. But I could tell it wasn't. Now it's about a month later, and I called to make my next appointment. Usually she's upbeat and happy to talk, but this time she sounded cold. And I got off the phone as quick as possible.
She started something.
Honestly nervous, she said. This is the part I thought about before I read this, but she says, I know this probably sounds ridiculous, but this woman has scissors, razors, bleach, and my hair in her hands. I keep wondering if she's still mad enough that she's going to accidentally cut my bangs too short or take off more than I asked for or give me a style that I didn't quite want. She says, my husband thinks I'm crazy, and he says a professional would never risk their reputation over one awkward interaction. My sister says, cancel the appointment immediately.
Kinda.
Once you lose trust in someone who's responsible for your appearance, it's over. That's a solid line. She goes, so guys, what should I do? Maybe you can use this on your show. Do I keep the appointment, apologize, trust everything will be fine, or should I find a new stylist? Because I'll spend the entire appointment wondering if she's about to get a little revenge. Love the show. Hope this makes the air. And that's from Sweet Mel with her roots showing right now.
Her hair did.
Like to sound off about Mel's situation with her stylist. What should she do? Phone lines are open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I feel bad for her. I really do.
I do, too.
I mean, she's stressing for sure.
Well, and when it comes to your hair, and as you just said in that email, your appearance, I mean, you really get kind of anxious about that. You don't want to make someone mad who's in charge of that.
No.
You know?
And especially for as much money and time as involved in ladies' haircuts.
Hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds.
I am not kidding.
Well, and like, Katie, I just go back to when you tried to... highlight your hair, go blonde a little bit, and how much it affected you when you didn't love it, when you didn't, and that's months and months and months of regrowth and trying to fix it.
Again, she's a professional who's making money, and she doesn't want anyone to badmouth her, you know.
No, you're right.
But
accidentally.
You're right. Like, when something goes wrong with your hair, like, so you don't want to upset that person. But for me, like, this whole situation, I guess it's just because I talk for a living. I like talking to people for the most part, but when I'm in those situations of, you know, getting my hair done or getting my nails done, when it's silent, it's awkward to me. Like, I want to talk to the person just to be the, you know, I feel like they need someone to talk to as well.
Like they've been there all day, and thank God Katie's here.
God,
now we can talk.
I know, I'm here to save
the
day. Let's go. Well, I just feel like I'm doing my part as
well. Do you think that when you come in the morning with us?
We both come in to play a part. Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you right now.
Here I come to save the day.
We enjoy the quiet. So you honestly, don't stress yourself out over that. You're fine being quiet in the morning. Off the air? Yeah. Don't even worry.
What?
We are fine with
any other
that.
Time I would take that, but no, you know, you need that banter. You need to be able to feel like you are, you know, in a situation where you trust that person, they trust you. You're both playing a part, I feel like. And if you're not going into that situation ready to play your part,
well, and
then
I feel like you, Katie, you and I both have our moms as hairdressers who have done this for years and years and years. And I feel like the hairdresser, especially a woman, is like your confidant. Like, you can tell them things. You've been going to them for years. I know my mom has stories for days about things that people have told her while they're getting their hair did up. So
they're the therapist.
They really are, right?
Yeah. So what should Mel do, you guys? I know there's a lot of ladies listening who have stylists that they're pretty solid with. What if you snapped at one of them? Told them, just please stop talking. I need some quiet today. Did you get a couple messages, Katie?
Yeah, well, we definitely...
The text line blew up on this.
Yeah, absolutely. And from, I think this is Cindy, she said, I have a really good relationship with my hairdresser. Like, we hang out outside of my hair appointment, so maybe it's because of that. But if I'm having a bad day or not feeling well and not up to talking, I just talk to them beforehand. So she's like, I'm usually a peppy, polite person, but they'll give me a pass if I just need some quiet that day. So that maybe because of her relationship.
Good advice for the
them.
Next time.
Exactly.
Because polar opposite, Kirstie texted in, nope, I could never go back. Every time she picked up the scissors, I'd be flinching. Just take that L and find a new stylist.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I mean, like, a few of those as well. Like, we got, I think it's a good move for her to cancel or move the appointment. I agree that when you go to a business that has to protect their reputation, they probably won't ruin it on purpose, but it won't be an enjoyable experience. So I think that's a good tip as well. Like, if you've already ruined it, I don't know if there's any going back.
Right. And that's the ones I pulled off the text line. I had 1, 2, 3, 4 that I read that was essentially move on every single one of them. This one said, I once told my nail tech that I hated my nails and I was trying to be honest. She burst into tears. I feel awful about it. Now I drive 30 minutes to a different salon because I can't face her.
Yeah.
You got to move on. Somebody else wrote in and said, I feel bad for the stylist. Imagine spending years building a relationship with someone and then basically getting told to shut up. I would question every future visit. I would run from that stylist.
Well, and I like that, the point of view from the stylist. Like, that can't make them feel good.
Not at all.
You know?
Geez.
Yeah.
Really quick, I do want to talk to Clara, who wrote in. Hi, Clara. Or called in. Hi, Clara.
Hi.
What do you think Mel should do about this situation?
I think she can still go to her hairstylist, but I do think both options kind of leave out that, like, Mel's not being accountable for what she did. It was rude of her to snap at her hairstylist like that. And I think that she owes her an apology. You know, I think it's totally okay. I get migraines too, so I totally understand that. But I think going into that appointment, I think had she just communicated that, like, hey, I'm not feeling super great today, is it okay if we just kind of sit in silence? I think that would have been fine instead of, like, toughing it out for 20 minutes and then snapping. I think that wasn't great. And so at the very least, she owes her an apology. And if she's been going to her for that long and they've built a relationship, like, she kind of owes her, like, repairing that relationship too. And also, it's like, she's a professional. I think if you apologize and go back, like, maybe bring her a nice gift basket or something.
Yeah,
like,
it's exactly what I was going to say.
That's a good move.
I was like, this has been a 7-year relationship. You're both adults. Come in with one of those edible baskets that the flowers made out of the fruit.
Oh, the edible arrangement.
Bring her an edible arrangement and a Starbucks gift card and say, I am so sorry that I was bloated and angry.
And just explain what happened. And then I think she would understand and say, like, no, it's totally okay. You know, it's like, hey, we're,
Yes.
I still like you. I still trust you. Like, I think that's fine. Like, you know, but take accountability.
And then you'll
like
embrace
that.
And everything will be fine.
And you make it right. You'll make it right. I think that's it, though. The extra effort on that level is what it's going to take.
110%. Clara, you're very wise.
Thanks, guys.
I wish we could. I wish we could buy you a Starbucks.
I know. We want to get you a gift basket. Yay! For good advice.
Enjoy your day, Clara. Thank you so much for calling in. If you guys ever have a dilemma you want to share with us, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Instagram.